Hello, everyone. Welcome to Narcissism Recovery Podcast, produced by the Magnolia Healing Center. I'm your host, Yitz Epstein. In this podcast, we'll be delving into topics related to narcissistic abuse, codependency, childhood wounds, childhood trauma, mental illness, and all things narcissism. The purpose of this podcast is to bring widespread awareness and healing to the global epidemic of narcissism and codependency. It is my hopes that with this podcast, we can collectively create an environment of health and healing for you, the individual, and for the world at large. Let's begin. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. Today, we're going to be discussing manifesting your vision. Now, I believe that anyone and everyone can and has the ability to create the life of their dreams and manifest the highest vision for their life. That being said, most people do not necessarily get what they want out of life. Most people don't know what they want out of life, and even if they do, rarely do they reach the point where they can see their dreams and visions realized. And one of the main reasons this is the case is because they fail to have a vision altogether, and even if they have a vision, they struggle to implement the proper steps to manifesting their vision. So in today's podcast episode, I want to discuss how to develop a vision for your life. I want to discuss some of the barriers to manifesting our vision. And finally, I'm going to offer tips and insights on how we can manifest a vision for our most ideal future. Before we begin, I'm going to suggest a really nice book. It's called Manifest by Roxy Nofosi. I'm going to share the link to purchase this book in the description section below. This is a really nice hands-on book describing different methods, different insights. She goes into different ways in which we can develop a vision for our life and then ways in which we can remove barriers to manifesting our highest and most ideal life. So definitely check out this book. Highly suggest for anyone who wants to know more about how to manifest the vision, a vision for your life. So to begin, what is a vision? What does it mean to have a vision for your life? Another way of asking this could be, what do you want to create for your life? What kind of lifestyle would bring you the most happiness, joy, fulfillment, and inner peace? So a vision, in essence, is an idea of an ideal future that you can perceive in your mind's eye, one that you feel is very real for you, one that you can emotionally attach to, in a sense, one that you wholeheartedly believe will come true, and then aligning your entire life with this ideal lifestyle or ideal vision. You could say that your vision is the intention of where you want to go with your life, in essence, which direction you want to go with your future. Now, one of the main reasons why people do not have a vision is because they do not have a sense of self. Now, having a sense of self is fundamental in having a vision. And now the reason this is the case is because a sense of self is necessary in order to have self-awareness, awareness of who you are, in essence, one's preferences and one's deepest desire. So if you don't know who you are, you can't know what you want. So if you want to manifest your vision, you need to know who you are and where you stand in relation to where you're going, what you would like. So having a sense of self is sort of a starting point to then identifying what vision would complement this sense of self. Now, you hear me mention throughout my podcast several different times to talk about childhood trauma and abuse and how that causes deep wounds to a person's self. It causes fragmentation, it causes a diminished self, and ultimately it disconnects us from our authenticity, from our authentic self. Now, with this, we are going to lack the necessary wholeness and inner peace to see ourselves and to see life clearly. The inner chaos that results from having trauma and abuse early on is going to sort of cloud our vision, and as a result, we're going to have a difficult time discerning and having clarity regarding what is best for us and what's best for our future. When we are in this wounded state, when we are in this mental state of being wounded, we're going to have a hard time thinking about what's best for ourselves. Oftentimes, we're not even thinking about our future because we're in so much pain and so much inner turmoil. All we can think of is our pain. We can't necessarily think about the future. So manifesting a vision for our life is one of the final steps of the healing journey. If you work with me and you got on the healing journey, they talk about, in essence, the final step is, okay, what kind of lifestyle do you want to create? But this has to happen. This has to come after we've gone on a whole journey to become more self-aware, develop a whole sense of self, develop inner peace, and are, in essence, are comfortable and fully embodying our present moment experience. Only then can we have the clarity as to the most ideal sort of direction we should take with our life. Now, most people do not have the awareness of their vision because, like I said, they lack a whole and healthy, independent sense of self. The healing journey is designed to help you first build that sense of self, become whole, become self-aware, and then manifest your highest vision based on that whole and healthy sense of self. Now, in addition, manifesting a vision takes a focus of our energies. It requires that all of our faculties and all of our energy, our intentions, our attention align with a single intention for what we want to create. So if we're disconnected from ourself, if we're fragmented, then these parts of ourself are holding on to energy, and that energy is unable to be used resourcefully towards creating our vision. So because so much of ourselves are using energy to just simply survive, these energies are not focused, these energies are sort of being pulled in different directions, and as a result, we feel depleted. We can't use all those energies to then focus in one particular vision, in one particular direction. So our conscious awareness is responsible for about 5% of our brain and manifesting power. And while the conscious or aware part of ourselves might be aligning with our vision, the subconscious mind, which is upwards of 95% of our brain and manifesting power, if we are fragmented and wounded, that part of our brain is manifesting chaos, in essence, to reflect back this inwardly fragmented state. So the subconscious houses all these wounds and all the fragments, and it's responsible for so much more of our manifesting power. And if we are wounded, if we are disconnected, if we are fragmented, then it's in essence going to have a mind of its own. Our conscious mind wants to create our vision, but then the unconscious, the subconscious mind, is going to be creating chaos as a result of all the fragments and all the wounds of childhood. So when we heal and we integrate the denied and fragmented parts of self, we then have all that excess energy that has been trapped until now, and we can sort of use that and focus that in the direction of our vision. And every part of ourselves that is then integrated can be used as fuel or focused energy in the direction of the singular vision and intention for our life, and this gives us the highest possibility of possible chance of manifesting our vision. Now, when we are wounded in childhood and we are made to feel shameful, worthless, and to put our needs last, we are going to have a very difficult time imagining the best for ourselves and putting ourselves first. Not even the thought of a better future, putting ourselves first, doing nice things for ourselves, is going to evoke shame, guilt, and fear. And these things become a barrier because we get in life what we believe we deserve. So our belief system is extremely important. And in this way, our negative core beliefs that are stemming from childhood have the ability to get in the way of and become a barrier and repel our vision from taking place. So in essence, we must shift our belief system. Our unconscious belief system must be shifted from unworthiness and feeling less than or feeling unlovable or undeserving to one of worthiness and deserving in order to align with our highest vision. Now, it has long been understood that the imagination, the faculty of imagination, is a very powerful manifesting tool, and we could create in our life. We're able to attract into our life what we can visualize in our mind as real. So manifesting our vision necessitates that the faculties of imagination and fantasy get in touch with and ultimately allow us to connect with the realities or the ideal timelines or the images that aren't necessarily visible to the immediate here and now. So if we struggle to allow our creative imagination to fantasize and dream up ideal realities, this can be a barrier. And one of the reasons that we are unable to use our imagination to sort of fantasize about an ideal future or imagine it up is because we are worrying. And worrying is, in essence, a negative manifestation, just using imagination to in the wrong purpose. And this stems from fear, which fear repels abundance. It creates lack, which makes it very difficult to manifest abundance in our highest vision. So it's extremely important to grab control of our imagination and to use it, this faculty, to imagine the best and most ideal possibility for our future, because we are creating our future with what our imagination can see and feel as true in the here and now. We're going to attract into our life that which we are. This is a common concept understood by many, that we get in life what we are, the state of consciousness we are, and the sense of self is going to attract that very thing into our life. And this is why manifesting abundance and our highest vision must include a plan and the intention to become the version of ourself, the highest version of ourself, and a version of ourself that aligns with this vision. So when we are showing up to life authentic, whole, happy, inwardly peaceful, healthy, and living in an abundance mindset and consciousness, we're going to attract that very thing into our lives. So manifesting our highest vision has everything to do with becoming the version of ourselves that feels worthy, deserving, can accept and handle this vision, in essence, aligns with it. So we can try to fantasize all day, we can dream up all these imaginative ideas, but if we don't do the inner work to refine our character, to align our intentions, decisions, and our vibration, our frequency with this vision, we are not going to be able to manifest it. And once we do this, once we do align with it, the manifestation, which already exists in the infinite field of potential, will be then seen, because we will align with it. We will then see the reflection of ourself in our outside reality, and that will be our vision coming into fruition. Another massive barrier to manifesting our vision is living someone else's vision. Now, when we are growing up, our parents, our immediate social circle are just going to set expectations on who we are and what we should want. And it's impossible to not absorb these ideas as our own. And it usually leads us to building a vision based on what other people want, other people's expectations, and not necessarily who we are and not necessarily our personal vision or interests. Now, this becomes a barrier because whatever we create, if it's not based on ourselves and on our authenticity and who we are, our personal interests, our vision, it's not going to feel right. It's not going to fulfill us. And usually it's going to end up falling apart since it's not in alignment with our authentic selves. So shedding layers of who we are not and healing and then becoming authentic and whole is absolutely paramount, since by doing this, we can then align our authenticity, our authentic present moment self with our vision, which can then manifest into our lives sustainably, our own personal vision in a way that leaves us feeling complete, feeling fulfilled. So how do we manifest a vision? Let's discuss manifesting a vision, the how-to of doing so. Firstly, it's so important to see in our mind's eye and to feel the feelings as if our manifestation is already here. So the image in our mind's eye allows us to connect with it visually, making it more believable and real to us. In addition, we must feel the feelings as if our vision is here now, so we can, in essence, connect with it tangibly. Now, our subconscious mind believes everything we feed it. Whatever you tell, it's like a child. It just absorbs it as if it's fact. It does not know the difference between real or perceived, real or fantasy. And as mentioned earlier, the subconscious mind has so much more manifesting power. So we want to work with the subconscious mind by feeding it images and aligning it with feelings. And when it absorbs this as real, and then it goes ahead and it manifests that into our lives. So we want to imagine it, see it in our mind's eye, and then feel it. And by doing those things, it sort of influences the subconscious mind to go and create it. It allows it to believe that this is real. And then once we see it as real, it will then manifest into our lives. Now, from this perspective, visualization is a very powerful manifesting tool, which is a particularly effective tool when used with a vision board. So a vision board is sort of a board of pictures of all the things we aim to manifest. When we have pictures that we feel relate to our vision, they are going to evoke a certain emotion as if we have it already. And when we place this vision board in a location in our home, and then we consistently see it, it impresses upon the subconscious mind that this is the reality that we want to create. Sort of a continuous reminder to the subconscious mind, and then the subconscious mind sees it, and then, like I mentioned, goes and creates it. So for your vision board, I do suggest including anything you want. You can manifest healthy relationships, money, houses, travel. Literally, there's no limit to what you can manifest. So you want to just allow yourself to dream. Don't hold yourself back by what you believe is, let's say, practical or what is possible. Allow yourself to fantasize in that way. And from that perspective, a vision board can be really, really effective. Here's another really important tip. We must become our vision. We have to make it personal. It's not separate from you, and no one else can tell you what your vision is. You must feel it, see it, believe it, breathe it, and make it extremely part of who you are. We, in essence, have to have a burning desire for this vision to manifest and believe in it so strongly and deeply that nothing in the world can sway us or convince us that it won't happen. And when we align with it in this way, and we don't allow, let's say, fear or doubt to shake our firmness in our vision, eventually it will have no choice but to manifest. Furthermore, it's so important not to get too attached to the outcome of our vision. Jeff Bezos, right, owner of Amazon, has a quote. He says, "Stay stubborn on your vision, but flexible on the details." So it's important to let go of the how and the details of how and sort of surrender to the universe or God or your higher power to work out the details. And there's a certain peace and enjoyment and happiness that comes with letting the process of your vision unfold. When we are too attached to it, too controlling, too attached to the outcome, in essence, what we're doing is we're sending out a lack energy, which tells the universe that we don't really trust it and its ability and its power. And this is the repellent of our manifestation, of our vision. So it's important to see it in your mind's eye, right? Do all the work, set your intention, align with it, feel the feelings as if it's real, and then just let it go. And then what we want to do is take divinely inspired action. So of course there's action that needs to be done, but the universe knows what exactly needs to happen, and it's not necessarily our awareness. We don't have that perspective to know all the specific actions. So when we allow the universe to sort of guide us with our intuition, allow the hunches of our higher self to push and pull you and guide you, you're able to automatically do the actions that are necessary, but also not do too much, right? And we do the specific actions that the universe knows we need to take in order to become the version of ourself that can accept and handle the vision of our life. And the universe knows what we need to do and where you are in relation to your vision. So it's important to surrender and allow it to guide us. It knows the most effective way of doing so, which again creates a whole lot of peace because we don't have to become neurotic, controlling, and manipulate all circumstances and situations and people to align with our vision. We can sort of just rest in peace knowing that we're going towards that vision. It's so important to remember that your vision is not just about you. It is about the greater good. So when we manifest, we want to make sure we're not manifesting or having a vision based on our ego, since ego is usually self-serving and not necessarily for the good of all. We want to come from our authentic self, our soul, which always has the benefit of the greater good in mind. So this is how we assure that our manifestation or vision is going to come true and that it's going to be sustainable and fulfilling. The universe is not necessarily interested in our ego and our self-serving visions or ideas of what we want for our life. It really has everything to do with who you are, which is your authentic self, which is your soul, right? So therefore, we want to make sure that what we're asking for, what we're aligning with in our mind's eye is not just to feed the ego, maybe to tell everyone that we're enough or to try to get supply from everyone or to show the world that we are lovable, but rather that we are secure in who we are and constantly putting out a vibration of authenticity, presence, of peace, and abundance. And when that happens, in essence, it will manifest and it'll be sustainable and fulfilling. Furthermore, there are so many forces at play that want you to succeed and are working behind the scenes. It's not just on you. It's not totally up to you. And this is why it's so important to go with the flow of life and to surrender to the unknown and practice present moment awareness and continually show gratitude for this flow that's always unfolding for our highest good. When we are in complete alignment with it, the forces of nature are going to bring us our vision. So we are, in essence, co-creators. And of course, we are powerful creators, but it's not totally up to us to manifest our vision. There are so many factors at play that come into play and so many things that need to fall into place. So like I mentioned earlier, not attaching to outcomes or clinging to certain ideas in fear is a must. It will all unfold at the exact time and the way it needs to be for our highest growth, happiness, fulfillment, and joy, as well as for the greater good of everybody else around us. So important to, of course, have a vision. We want that vision to come true, and we are very much motivated by it, but to allow the process to unfold and not to lose hope if the direction or the pathway that we thought the vision had to come through doesn't pan out. Finally, everything that we need to manifest our vision is inside of us. This is fundamental and paramount. When we trust ourselves, when we trust our higher self, our higher power, and then we let go of the dependencies on other people or the need to depend on other people or things or situations to bring us our vision, what we're doing is we're allowing the universe to manifest our vision through us. So we do need to let go of those dependencies. When we give up control of that which we can't control, and then we take control of the things that we can, which include our mindset, our intention, and then our choice to align with the universe, with the flow of the universe and our vision, then we allow our vision to carry us. And what ends up happening is we find a certain peace, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, where we almost feel like we're floating into our dreams, because at first we create a vision and then eventually our vision has a momentum of its own and it carries us. Lastly, it's so important to express and embody gratitude when we're manifesting our vision. If we believe that the universe has the power and we trust in these powerful forces, then there's really nothing to do but accept that the vision's already here on some level, and it will show up in our mind, in our actual reality, when it needs to, when we are ready, in due time. So with this acceptance comes a certain level of appreciation, and this appreciation is the gratitude that I speak of, and it's the frequency of gratitude, which is extremely powerful and one of the highest. And when we can be in gratitude, when we can be in that level of joy and peace and gratitude, as if what we are asking for and trying to align with already exists in our reality, it immediately aligns us with abundance, and that really creates speed and quickens up the process of manifesting our vision into our life. So important. Can't express enough how important gratitude is. Appreciation for the fact that there are so many forces at play that are trying to bring you your highest vision, and everything is working in conjunction to make you happy, healthy, growing, and fulfilling on the deepest core level. So to finish off, there are so many people who want to create abundance in their life. There's so many people who want to build the life of their dreams, and they work really hard, they have breakdowns, but ultimately they always seem to fall short of their vision. And this is why this episode is so extremely important. And this is why healing is so important, because if we are creating chaos in our life, if we're having breakdown after breakdown, we're not finding the abundance or the manifestations that we want. In essence, if we are not whole, if we are fragmented, if we're disconnected from our present moment self, we are going to have very little chance of creating the life we want. This is why I'm so passionate about taking people on a healing journey, because the healing journey is designed to help you get back to who you are, your authentic self, your present moment self, to raise your consciousness and align with abundance. Because if you become the person who could align with your vision will have no choice but to become a reality. So I really hope that this podcast influenced you to go on a healing journey and to become whole, to become at peace with yourself, to become loving, to enter into a consciousness of gratitude and unconditional love, because that is the most effective way to truly manifest the highest, most ideal lifestyle and life and vision for your life. Thank you all so very much for joining me for today's episode. Until next time, all the best.